Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking about delayed gratification. Before we do that, though, let's talk about Price.com. Guys, Price is a powerful online web application that simplifies the acquisition process for real estate direct mail marketing campaigns. Price provides research tools and enables you to identify locations to mail, price your data, analyze over 1 million comps, pull owner records, and scrub your data to produce a ready-to-mail campaign list. So head on over to price.com/casualfridaysREI to start your 7-day free trial and get discounted prices today. That's PRYCD.com/casualfridaysREI.
Happy Friday, sir.
Hey, happy Friday.
Man, I'm thrown off by our pre-conversation about delayed gratification here.
I didn't know if you were going to bring it up.
I can't let it go. When Peyton, we ask her if she understands what delayed gratification is, and she says, yeah, I know what edging is. I'm proud. I'm like this dad of just proudness that my young little bird has flown the coop, and she understands the world of my sick sense of humor, and I enjoy it. So thank you, Peyton, for making my day. As always, she's our one studio audience member as we're recording today. But it's, you know, we talk about investing a lot on the show because it's a land investing show. Mm-hmm. But we often, and we talk about what we think are good traits to have. But I think one that's often overlooked is that delayed gratification, especially in a world of Instagram and instant things at your fingertip, Amazon, anything you want, you can have and want to know, you can have in a matter of moments. And I think that disconnects us from what can really make a successful trader is somebody that's patient and is okay with delayed gratification because they know they need to do some tough stuff now for it to pay off in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think in today's world, delayed gratification may be one of the hardest traits to have.
It's to learn. Yeah, I mean, think about your kid. You have a 17-year-old. Mm-hmm. Think about her and what her mindset would be compared to us at 17 or now because of the way we remember it as a kid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like for us and even generations before us, it's probably not that as hard because we had to grow up having it.
We didn't have internet.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have you wanted to learn something, you read the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, when you bought it from the guy who came to the door selling it door to door.
100%. Yeah,
and so everything was delayed.
Yeah.
But today, nothing is.
Yeah.
You order Amazon package last night, it's at the door this morning.
Yeah.
You know, and so like, it becomes really tough when you're in an industry where, A, you got to source the deal.
Yeah.
You got to get it closed. That is not a quick thing.
Yeah.
And then you got to sell it, and you got to get closed on the other end. And in the meantime, you're wanting a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we talk about this all the time, things that we want, toys we want and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't immediately come. And if you can't have that self-control, it's going to be a tough life for you.
Yeah, I agree with that. We sit here and I'm just going to use Instagram, for instance. We sit here and we look at a person that's probably 2, 3, 10, 15 years farther ahead in their journey than us, and we see the Rolls Royce or we see the big house. We see the exotic vacations. I see the guys driving the private jets, and I'm like, well, how much money do I really need for a private jet? Is it justifiable for me? And so you start asking yourself that, and in moment's notice, I can tell you how much a private jet costs. I can probably get you a pretty good idea of operating hours. And you're sitting here going, well, do I need it? Do I not? And that's not something that I want right now, but I'm just using for example that, you know, moment's notice, we can figure all this out. And you're very true. There's so many people get into this business and they're ready for the payday. Well, I hear you can make great returns of land. True. But does it happen today or is it going to happen in 60, 90, 120 days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're actually looking at a deal right now that we have a plan to get it closed quick.
Yeah.
But if that falls through, we have a backup plan. That backup plan, however, takes 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and we're both looking at it like, well, I want that money now.
Yeah.
Right? Because it allows you to just start doing other things.
Yeah.
But you go, well, am I going to make more money if we have to wait? But that delayed gratification, like we're talking about, it's like, ugh.
What's the right way?
Yeah. But it's totally worth it if the plan falls through. Mm-hmm. But it's just not an easy thing to handle.
I agree because every day that light switch turns on, the light has to come on.
That's true.
Every week when your wife goes to the grocery store, she's got to be able to swipe that card and get the groceries before you bought. Every day that or every month that insurance notes due, the cell phone bills due, the bills are due. So sometimes we get in a rush because of that. But that's one of the things. I have a guy at the gym. We talk crypto. We talk investments. He's a real estate investor. They buy and sell. They buy and hold and rent out. And he says, you know, for so long I'd lived well below my means. And I started thinking about that. I was like, you know, from my 20s and my in my most of my 30s, we lived so far beyond below our means, we were able to disperse cash when it came time to go into this. And when we started running into land investing and started going full force at it, so we had a little bit more of a runway. We had, you know, some net worth there. We had some stuff. But during that time, I could have been living La Vida Loca, just like, hey, exotic vacations, a cooler car, cooler stuff. I had nice stuff, but it wasn't like where I could have been. And so there was an idea of like, I don't know at that time, I did not know what that looked like. I didn't know that it was going to be land investing and I was going to have an office with you on Main Street in Crowley. Didn't know that was going to happen, but I knew there was something that would come up and I had to put money set back and get ready to deploy because I had to take action at that time. And that's, you know, really what we talk about here is because so many people, they do a couple land deals, they make some cash and then they go on vacation, they buy a new car, they quit their job and they're sitting there and they haven't quite figured it out or don't have a big enough nest egg to let it churn off what they need to cover their monthly income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going back to that real quick, that Main Street on Crowley office. I don't know if that's like the big time. Is that our Instagram flex?
I mean, I wonder how many other land investing gurus have an office on Main Street. I'll wait. Carl,
I think if you would have stopped on Main Street, maybe, but you threw Crowley.
We're in an affluent suburb of the DFW Metroplex, the biggest Metroplex in the Dallas world. See how I'm a natural salesman. This is what we do.
Affluent, like,
we're in the tallest building in Crowley as well. We are the top floor of the tallest building in Crowley.
That is true. Yeah.
All facts. Two floors.
I mean, is the new apartment across the street, is it two stories?
It is two story.
Yeah, so we're not like the tallest. We're one of.
We are the one of the tallest.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that it's only two stories means nothing.
Yeah, but one story. Semantics. Yeah. Semantics.
Yeah. But that took even that delayed gratification getting to the, you know, the office in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, it took a few years.
Took a few years here with the podcast world. Now, one thing I'm gonna challenge with this conversation because I think it might ruffle some feathers, but I want to challenge it. Is the young, I feel old saying this. I'm going to say our 20-somethings out there that want to be CEO so bad that they've never been in a position of director or executive at a big company. They went to college, got their MBA, or they went to college, came out, worked middle management, and then decided they were going to be the next thought leader or thought provoker for whatever they are, and they run and get a bunch of VAs and they got this big organization that they're doing all this stuff because they didn't have I'm wondering if they ran through it so fast that they're missing the point of getting that hard knock life through there, like that school of hard knocks and actually understanding how it is to manage, you know, 100, 200, 2,000, 3,000 people.
Yeah, I'm trying to follow. I don't know if
I think they rushed through the process. Because I know me as a 25-year-old, 26-year-old manager in a Fortune 150 company where I had union guys, their 40-year-plus job. They've been there for 1 year to 40 years, union workers. I know that manager and then the leader I am today, two totally different people. Mm-hmm. And it took getting my ass kicked by not understanding just and having to figure out my own voice, my own style, the way I would articulate things. And I see it now in the different partnerships that I'm in and how we manage that and maybe leading people in, whether it's masterclass or in coaching and things of that nature. You know, by the time I left Fortune 150 company, I was an awarded coach for our new managers. I was one of the guys that you brought in a guy and had him train. I was that type of manager, well awarded. But I wonder if some of the people get into this business and they haven't quite had that experience and that humbleness to where they just take off and they take off running and they live this life of I'm the boss now, I'm the CEO, and they still haven't figured it out. And they sit there and they start going, it's like a cat on a hot tin roof, you know, just kind of bouncing around.
Yeah, I can see how that experience would mold you differently.
Okay.
I guess devil's advocate would be like, if you're going to run your own business, do you really need to go manage that many people? Like,
no, but depending on the size of your business and what you want to grow it into. So I see two cults in the land niche, and just for I'll call it cults, but not you have the I want a bunch of employees, VAs, people, a big team. I'll just say it that way. Mm-hmm. Or you want an extremely lean small team, like yourself, maybe one or two other people, mm-hmm. and you're highly proficient at what you do, but they're managing out their subcontractors on their respected side, and so. You know, one could argue the fact that there's two fashions here. You know, I know guys that have 15, 16, 17 VAs and their payroll is $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting there going, oh shit, where we're doing the same volume, if not more revenue with one person. Mm-hmm. And so I sit and I wonder back and I go, you know, is that a delayed gratification thing? And it might be a stretch here, but hey, I wanted to be the CEO so bad. I want to have this thing and I want to work myself out of a job so quickly that you really never understood the assignment in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. I mean, I can definitely see that. There's hiring, even, you know, 50, 60 is an astronomical number, but even having 5 or 7 VAs, you've not worked yourself out of a job. You've created...
You're a different type of job.
Yeah.
Your job is internally managing your 6 or 7 or 5 or whatever that number is.
Yeah, and you're still having to do things, I would assume. I just assume, but you're still having to do things like approve all land purchases and all that stuff.
So we know what fashion, that side of the business you fall into, lean and mean.
I mean, I feel like we had this conversation before, you know, but I have zero, and you too, you know, zero interest in having a 5, 7, 10, 50 person team.
I've had 3 and 5,000 people teams. Mm. I still have people come up and say, hey, you know, what's going on? And I could not tell you their name for the life of me. And I feel horrible about that because it has gotten so big. And I remember people, and I remember things about people insanely weird. But, you know, there's times where the interaction was maybe once and it was decent enough interaction for them, but not enough for me that 1 minute in that one day and maybe a 3-year period that I was in that location. Couldn't tell you who they were or anything about them.
Mm-hmm. Just poor management. That's what that
is. Yeah,
it's
poor. It's my ginkgo biloba complex not kicking in. So so we go back to edging. Just kidding there. I think that that piece of the delayed gratification, though, is how long can you push it off and delay it to get the result you want?
Agreed. Yeah. Do we want to mention next week's spring break?
Yeah, next week is spring break. And so we kind of talked about this shortly. I think I'm going to throw up that Zoom link. Give me something to do on Friday. So Friday morning, I'm going to throw a Zoom link up on our Facebook page that's just open. It's going to be open question and answer. It's not going to be recorded. I'm just going to have it out there. So if anybody wants to get on, it'll be 10 a.m. Central Time. It'll be questions, answers, whatever you want to talk about. It'll be open forum. I think I'd like to start getting a little bit more involved in talking to some of our listeners just one-on-one without their, I say one-on-one, in a group setting without there being any upsell, no things of that nature, but just have a conversation. Since you won't be here to talk to me, I figure by Friday I'll be needing to talk to somebody.
And Peyton just won't cut it.
Peyton, she hides from me. She gets tired of talking. She won't be here on Friday anyways, so she's out of the office on Fridays.
Yeah, and I'll be spring break with the family and whatnot. I'll be on my way back from skiing.
Yeah.
If not getting hurt skiing before Friday.
You'll be at the hospital.
Yeah. You'll
be in my wheelchair.
Yeah.
Hey, good thing though, if you are in a wheelchair, they will let you on the plane first.
I always
Because you're one of those people that need assistance.
I always take that upgrade anyway.
Okay, good. Yeah, for all four of y'all?
No.
Okay, no. Just you?
Yeah, just me. Just me.
Girls
just
have
me.
To stay back and wait.
I took the first class upgrade. I put them all in like row 24, 25.
I hope you did. I hope you did. Please tell me you did.
No, I did not.
Okay, no, I haven't done that to my family yet.
I mean, I would do that to the girls, but Sarah would not.
Okay.
They haven't earned it. You know?
Yeah, they haven't worked. They need some delayed gratification.
Sarah has to sit next to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well,
all right. So again, Facebook Zoom link will be thrown on there next week. Feel free to jump in. It's going to be, again, there's no upsell, no nothing. It's just going to be open forum. Just have a conversation.
Cool. Sounds fun. All right. Well, then, as always, do us a favor, guys. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, all the places. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. Love you. See you next Friday.
See you guys.